We are also joined now by Michael Robinson, who is the department chair in communication study at Lynchburg College. Michael, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you as well. What's your reaction to this film? I don't know if you've had the chance to see it already, but give us your thoughts.
Well, I'm jealous because it sounds like some of you have already seen it. The Lions, we don't fight the Lions here till Sunday morning, but we are ridiculously excited here. For me, I come at this as a lifelong comic book fan. I'm going to be turning 50 next week. I've been reading comics since I was 5, right? So for me, this is, you know, the culmination of decades of some really great excitement. The Black Panther has always been a really good character. And from a fan perspective and, you know, an academic perspective, it's really great to see a character like that kind of make its way up in the mainstream. Now, of course, you know, we saw the Panther in Captain America: Civil War, which was an amazing introduction, which I think is fueling all of this excitement, you know, that's already building here. So we've had a nice preview. We know this is really, really going to work well. But I like to think of comics as kind of a story lab where for decades, Marvel has been churning through these ideas. Some of them good, some of them not good. But when you go through and you look at what's been done, you have this well-honed character that people can really, really engage with. The Panther is—I should stop doing this because I keep saying he's Marvel's Batman, and that really kind of undersells him a little bit.
Right.
But it's that sort of character, you know. It's the sort of human perfection. This is what I can do if I work really hard. If I study really hard, I can be this smart. If I work really hard, I can be this incredible athlete. That's exciting stuff. On top of that, you add all the pressures of the monarchy, you know, and ruling Wakanda, and how does this young person step into this role? That's some very, very exciting stuff. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Michael, the other part to it, and I'm, you know, right in the same ballpark age-wise as you are. We've got David by a few years, but still, we're all kind of in that same realm, is the fact that seemingly this, to me, it kind of finishes off a pattern. And obviously, there's still a lot to go in terms of the development of future films and other areas. But this really finishes off kind of a path of the superhero genre to begin with. When you think about the origins of the comic books, and then, as I said, you know, you have a variety of these comic books that ended up being in the Saturday morning TV shows, you know, back through the 60s and 70s. And now we have this unbelievable realm of movies that we see over the last, you know, 15 years or so that have just soared to bring the comic realm to a new era.
I know. When I was a kid in college, you know, we couldn't fathom that this was happening. You know, we had some good Batman movies, and we had some other good stuff. But a lot of times, you know, like Superman 4, what a mess. You know, people would take a great character and would mess with it. The old Captain America movie from the 90s, people would, you know, oh, Red Skull, he's not German, he's Italian. And it just, you know, it's all off the mark. But yeah, I totally agree. We're watching kind of like a path, or, you know, to use a sports analogy, we're getting to the end zone. It's really, really fantastic. But what's also great, like to take that further, is this had been a path that was, you know, pretty white, white male only. And now, you know, Wonder Woman this summer is showing us that, no, we can take this path with a strong female character. This movie is going to show us that we can do this with a strong Black male character. The doors are wide open now. And really creative folks from all walks of life can come and bring this character forward. And then on the flip side, you know, look, I'm a white middle-class suburban kid. I can't claim to understand what it's like. When I grew up, every superhero looked like me. But there's now a whole bunch of kids that have a superhero that looks like them. And that's magic. That's amazing stuff. The Panther was designed from the very beginning. Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, created this character. First showed up in Fantastic Four, 52, 1966. From the very beginning, he was designed to challenge all of those really tiresome, stupid old stereotypes about Africans and African civilization. It is an absolute culmination of that, and I think that's part of the reason for the excitement of it all.
Let's go to the phones in Orlando, Florida. Leslie is on the line. Leslie, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I had a chance to see the movie last night, and I will say I'm a black female. I did not grow up reading comic books, mostly probably because I didn't feel like I could identify with them. But I thought the movie was incredible, very well written, very well representative of a strong nation. And of course, it's great to see, just as your previous caller just said, it's great to see people who look like you in a position of strength. But one thing I would also like to point out is that I think other people listening to this might want to know that there's really a great show and demonstration of the strength of women in this movie. Mm-hmm. They are really the strength and the intelligence in this movie. So I think it's another really, it's just a really creative story that I really encourage everyone to go see.
David, your thoughts?
Women definitely play a huge role in this movie. You know, there's so many great, there are three writers in the Black Panther comics that really had an impact on the character, a strong impact, and that's Christopher Priest in the 90s, who introduced the Dora Milaje. That's the Black Panther's elite all-female bodyguards that are, their duty is to protect the king. There's Reginald Hudlin, Hollywood director and producer, writer, who directed Chadwick Boseman and Marshall, who wrote from 2005 to 2008, and introduced the character of Shuri, who is the Black Panther's younger sister. And in his comic, Shuri actually becomes the Black Panther when T'Challa gets injured. So that's something we could possibly see in a sequel. And then you have Ta-Nehisi Coates, who introduced the idea of a Wakandan revolution and not everyone being okay with the idea of a monarchy. But to go back to the women, there's so many strong performances, from Lupita Nyong'o, who does a fantastic job as Nakia, to Angela Bassett playing the Black Panther's mother. It's a beautiful thing to see, because the great thing about this movie is every character has a little bit of depth to them, and that's not something you're used to seeing with people of color in movies. Usually, if you're a person of color in a movie, more times than not, you've got a couple of lines. There's no depth to you. If anything, you're just there to say, "Hey, we've got representation in this movie." This movie takes a vibranium-laced fist and just destroys that concept.
Well, Michael, not only do you have the great cast, and Leslie, thank you for the call. Michael, not only do you have the great cast of women in the film, but as we were talking about earlier, you have a lot of great women that are working behind the scenes on this film as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And boy, every time somebody says they've seen the movie, I'm just more jealous. it's fantastic. It's obvious. It's time for these sorts of things to change. We've been talking about this forever. The old myth was that nobody wanted to see movies like this. Oh, you know, we're not going to make a movie with a strong female character. We're not going to make a Black Panther movie with a strong black male character, because nobody's going to buy the toys, and you know, nobody's interested in this sort of thing. And that's getting blown out of the water. And you know, as people have always said, the way to get these characters out there is to go to people that understand those experiences and can bring those experiences forward. So, yeah, it's very exciting. That somewhere, and I can't remember the name of this organization, and its name probably doesn't need to be on the radio, but recently I read that there was like an attempt to sabotage Black Panther's Rotten Tomatoes scores. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but there was like some group that was trying to lead a protest. Because I guess Black Panther was too black for them or something. I don't know what that was about.
David, have you heard about that?
I have. You know, look.
Yeah.
There are going to be some factions or areas of the world that are going to be rubbed the wrong way about this. And, you know, it's your right to feel however you want to feel about it. My take has always been, if you don't like it, don't watch it. But don't try and force your opinion on someone else.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And it's kind of sad that that's what people are shooting to do. That why you would try to deny somebody this fantantastic character is beyond me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, go for it, man. Go for it.
I really don't think, even if they were somehow successful enough to get the Rotten Tomatoes score down to where the movie was somehow rotten, the hype of this movie has just gotten so big that it's just sweeping everybody up like a hurricane, and you know, you're just kind of riding with the wave a little bit.
So,
go ahead.
So, David, so then I only have about 30 seconds left. So then this film, the Black Panther film, does this really set up the next Avengers film, the Infinity War film, which I think comes out later this year?
Yes, as you know, Avengers Infinity War, which will finally introduce the big bad villain of Thanos, played by Josh Brolin, that comes in May. Marvel always does a good job of connecting the dots.
Great having you both with us today. David, thank you very much for giving us your time today. Michael, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. David Bettencourt of The Washington Post. You can follow him there. He writes the Comic Riffs blog for the newspaper. And also Michael Robinson of Lynchburg College, Department Chair in Communication Studies. All right, we will take a break. Second hour of Knowledge at Wharton coming up in just a minute. After the break, we are going to look at why empathy is such an important part of the medical realm these days. We will do that coming up in just a minute. And then in our final 30 today, we talk with author Joe Califano about his book, Our Damaged Democracy, We the People Must Act. That comes your way in hour number two in just a minute here on Sirius XM 111 Business Radio, powered by the Wharton School. King of the fathers, king of the belated, king of the answer, king of the problem, king of the forsaken, king of the empathy and resentment, king of remorse, king of my enemies, may they fall to feet, I rejoice, king of the skyscrapers, dodging haters, pro religion, nine faces, go against them, I erase them with precision, I embrace them with collision, kings did it, king's vision, Black Panther, King Kendrick, all hail the king. I dropped a million tears. I know several responsibilities put me here. I don't pedal backwards, but I live old-fashioned. The lens that I'm looking through won't prescribe you the right glasses. Masses are now free. Ashes I'm dumping out about to spread all across seas. Sisters and brothers in unison, not because of me, because we don't glue.